Again tonight. Good to be back with you. We're coming to you from the great Rocky Mountains of the USA for all of you listening around the world tonight. And a lot of things are going on, I'm telling you. A lot of things are going on. A globalist plan to disarm America is going on. I know a lot of our listeners know that. And I'm upset tonight. We don't have a guest, so I'm going to rant and rave a little bit here. I just keep thinking about these things, and I keep getting information coming in from our approximately 200 email a day and 70 publications a month, and so many phone calls and letters coming in from law enforcement, military, and the private sector telling us what is going on in their military units or law enforcement agencies. And We're just absolutely amazed at how much is happening as our nation is being prepared for this new world order, this Antichrist world government system. And the thing that I want to talk to you a little bit about tonight is the globalist plan to disarm the world, not just our nation, but specifically we'll be addressing what's going on in our nation tonight for a little bit. Let me start off by saying to you that as a law enforcement person, I have a much different belief system than what the average American has, and so does every law enforcement person that I know personally that has been there and taken the reports, because we're seldom there in time to stop the mayhem, to stop the rapes and the assaults and the murders that are going on in your homes across America, in your vehicles, when you're out driving around, or when you're walking down the street. And so we have an outlook of reality, and that's why a full, almost 90% of the police officers in America are very, very pro-gun. And when I say that, I don't mean that they like to have guns, but I'm saying they know the American people need to have guns in their homes, in their cars, in their purses, in their pockets, in order to defend themselves against those that would basically desire what they have. And so we're going to talk about that tonight a little bit, about what is going on in America tonight. Also, we'll be back and read you that letter from the emergency services fella. I didn't get to read you last night. Be back in just a couple minutes after these important messages.
Yeah. Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hey, Jack Blood here. It's been said that those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. It's hard to learn from history, though, with the propaganda, lies, and blatant omissions webbed together by the controlled mediums we count on for our information. That's why the Barnes Review is so valuable to researchers like myself. The Barnes Review carries titles such as Andrew Jackson's Prophetic Warnings, Why Civilizations Self-Destruct, or House of Rothschild, one of my all-time favorites. Why not call the Barnes Review now to receive your copy of their bi-monthly newsletter? Buy $50 worth of books and get a discount on your subscription. The Barnes Review, 877-773-9077. That's 877-773-9077. Or view them online right now at www.barnesreview.com. Or just click on our link at jackblood.com. We'll see you there.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-699. My Wheat. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Listening to that old cop, Jack McLam, now retired up here in the beautiful Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, at our headquarters here for Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and Police and Military Against the New World Order. We, I think probably what I'd like to do to start this program tonight is just tell you about the mission statement first of our organizations here, our police and military organizations, so you'll begin to understand where we're coming from and then get into the subject matter, which is some horrible things going on right now over the Second Amendment. And if you don't know what the Second Amendment is, shame on you. We had a sheriff's candidate that was running for sheriff that we asked him what the Second Amendment was, and he couldn't tell us. So anyway, hopefully you know the Second Amendment protects our God-given right to self-protection and to have the weapons necessary to defend our family, our property, and our nation. And it's in the Bill of Rights, in case you didn't know that. And there's a lot of new people, and I'm not talking down to you. I didn't know what was in the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. I was a police officer. Actually, I'd been a soldier before during Vietnam, and then as a police officer, so I'm not talking down to you. If you don't know those things, you definitely need to know. and learn these things, but we'll share some of that with you here tonight. But our mission statement, our police and military organization is the only one in the nation that we know of, that we've ever heard about for over 23 years now, all-volunteer police and military association. And our mission statement is that our association's singular goal, the main goal, it's not that we don't have other things we're doing, but our main goal is to prevent our brothers and sisters in uniform from ever being unwittingly used to enslave the people of free nations, and including the United States, under the anti-God, anti-freedom world government system that is set up today, and we're being merged into it. Well, our association is completely against that, and we do not want our brothers and sisters in uniform to be used to subjugate the American people under that system. Our two most important points concerning the globalist plan to use us, our brothers and sisters, to force you into this Antichrist, anti-freedom, anti-American system, is that two most important points concerning that is that the enemy of God and liberty, these globalists, some people call them the internationalists, some people call them the Illuminati, and some people don't call them at all. But they intend to gain, through any available means, total dictatorial control over all the peoples of the world. Now, if you were to turn to certain pages within our police and military manual, Operation Vampire Killer 2000, you would see presidents, prime ministers, Supreme Court justices, congressmen, senators, and other people that you recognize their names telling you about this very system we're talking about. It is real. Regardless of what Rush Limbaugh says, that we're all kooks that believe in the world conspiracy, you need to hear FDR. You need to hear Winston Churchill, Supreme Court Justice Felix Frankfurter and others telling about the world conspiracy. So these internationalists, like the Bush and Kerry crime families, intend to gain through any means available, committing acts of terrorism to scare the American people into accepting a totalitarian system. But they mean to take total dictatorial control over all the peoples of the world, including all of us in the United States. And they cannot realize that goal. This is the second point. They cannot realize that goal if there would be enforcers, that is, we police and soldiers, refuse to assist them in their treachery. If we will not obey immoral and unlawful orders, orders that violate our constitutional oath that we took to defend the Constitution of the United States, protect the people and their property, they cannot carry it off in the USA. You say, well, they'll just call in the United Nations. Well, yes, they could do that. But if we're still here, if our police and soldiers are still here, and it's becoming unlikely that we will be here because of what the Bush crime family is doing right now, but if we were here, we would not allow the United Nations to do that to our people. And there would be one Donnybrook, as they used to say. Okay, so our motto, one of our mottos, we've got two, but one I truly do believe in, is if police officers and soldiers will not enforce tyranny, tyranny will not get enforced. So that's our basic mission statement, folks, and that's why we're here. And I'm troubled tonight because the Constitution of the United States is a very readable document. It is not ambiguous, and neither is the Bill of Rights. And so I want you to think about this, and I want you to accept what I'm telling you as true, because it is absolutely the truth. Those judges who act like they don't know why the Founding Fathers put the Second Amendment protection of our constitutionally inalienable right from God to self-protection and have weapons to protect ourselves, our family, and our country, those congressmen and senators, in other words, the elected things that we elected, who act like they don't know why the Founding Fathers put the Second Amendment in the Bill of Rights are lying to you. Don't give them a break. Do not say, well, they just don't know. We're going to have to educate them, because they know exactly why the Founding Fathers put the protection, wrote out, documented in the Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment, to protect our inalienable right given to us by God to self-protection. The reason they know that is because it is so obvious. The judges today, some of them are saying, well, you know, it's only for the government. The government is what is talked about in the Second Amendment, that it was never for the private ownership of guns that the Second Amendment was put in the Bill of Rights. That judge is lying to you. He's not mistaken. He's not misled. He's absolutely a liar. Because it was Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, and many of the others that so stated the reasons why the Second Amendment would put in the Bill of Rights. James Madison said, Americans never need fear their government because of the advantage of being armed, which the Americans possess over the people of almost every other nation. Now, we're being told, well, the Second Amendment has to do with us being able to go out and shoot Bambi and put him on a dinner table. Squirrels, rabbits for dinner, and or target shooting. So you can belong to a gun club and go down and practice target shooting. That's why the Second Amendment was put in the Bill of Rights. If they admit that the private citizens have a right to bear arms, it's for those two reasons, they say. For getting food, gathering food to put on the dinner table, and for target shooting with your buddies. But what did James Madison say? Americans never need fear their government because of the advantage of being armed. Thomas Jefferson said, no free man shall ever be debarred the use of arms. The strongest reason for the people to retain their rights to keep and bear arms is as a last resort to protect themselves from tyranny in government. If you don't know what tyranny means, look it up. This is not ambiguous, folks. This is not hard to understand. Sam Adams said, this said Constitution shall never be construed to authorize Congress to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms. Is that ambiguous? Do these judges and politicians understand the American language? Patrick Henry said, the great object is that every man be armed. Everyone who is able may have a gun. A story I heard, folks, just a couple days ago from a dear young lady who came up here to our Christian constitutional communities. By the way, thank the Lord, we're getting more good Christian families up here. Just had another Christian family sign up to join us and get a piece of land up here in our 11 Christian constitutional communities, because they know some bad things are coming down in the nation, and they want to be gathered together with God's people in an area where God's people are coming back under a covenant with the Lord Jesus Christ. And any time God's people have done that, of course, God has blessed and protected them. So this young lady came up with the same desire. She has a daughter, and she needs to be in a place with hundreds and hundreds of good Christians that love God and love freedom and understand who the, you know, who the enemies of liberty and God are, and that's our group up here. 350-some families from more than 35 different states have gathered together in Idaho County, Idaho, to do just that, to bring this county and ourselves back under a covenant with the Lord Jesus Christ. And she told me a story that brought back a lot of memories when I was a police officer on the streets of the sixth largest city in the United States. And I'll tell you that story when we get back. I think it's very important that we deal with the reality of these days. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
learn about the new discoveries of MSP research, find out about the success MDs, dentists, and veterinarians are having with Silver 400, learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 800 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis B, HIV, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP research and Silver 400. In 2001, antibiotics saved no one from anthrax. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 400 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely with the help of MSP Research. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 350 pages. Give us a call at 334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use Silver 400 orally, topically, and in IV solutions. 334-493-0420.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Listening to the Officer Jack McLam program on Republic Broadcasting Network, and we're sure thrilled, our police and military association, sure thrilled to be on Republic Broadcasting Network, and we thank all the good people there for all they do for our own children and our own grandchildren. Let's get back to the little lady came up here, very sweet Christian lady, came up looking to join our 11 Christian constitutional communities that are actively working with the good citizens of Idaho County, Idaho, to bring their county back under God and the Constitution by putting people in office that know who the enemies of liberty and God are and are working to try to keep those powers out of here that would subjugate our people under this Antichrist national system, the 10 regional systems, and then to merge us together in the Antichrist world system. And so she came up to see us, and we stopped our work and talked to her and went out and showed her some of our communities, introduced her to people, and we're praying with her. We're praying each day that she and her daughter are led by the Lord to decide where they should be in the coming collapse of this nation. If that collapse comes, of course, none of us know for sure, but if something doesn't stop it in the direction it's going right now, it will. Our constitutional republic will be gone, and we will be under bondage. That's just the way it is. we're hoping through, you know, through Republic Broadcasting Network and all the avenues, the books, the newsletters, the magazines, the media outlet that we have created today, all the wonderful micro broadcasters growing and growing out there to take the wonderful messages from Republic Broadcasting Network and others all across this nation as fast as we can. So we have a shot at recovering this nation. But anyway, we haven't done it yet. And the plan is to disarm us and to make us be able to be subjugated. I think I'll share with you a quote here from George Kennan, 1964, who told the truth. He was a Marxist socialist, and he said, popular revolt against a ruthless, experienced modern dictatorship, which enjoys a monopoly over weapons and communications, is simply not a possibility in the modern age. And that could be absolutely right. If you give up your weapons, folks, we've already given up the mass of communications, means of communication in this nation over to God's enemies and our nation's enemies, except for the media we're talking on today. And as I said, the books and magazines and newsletters and mass communication through radio, micro broadcasters, the enemy controls the major communications networks in these in this nation. So Kennan is right. Popular revolt, us getting back under a free system, recovering our constitutional republic, and a modern dictatorship, once we've lost it, and the government owns the guns and owns the means of communication, it's simply not possible to recover that nation in the modern age. So he's right. Even Leo Tolstoy said in 1893, governments need armies to protect them against their enslaved and oppressed subjects. He's right. So let's not become enslaved and oppressed subjects in this nation, folks. I encourage you, just as I encourage the dear young lady that came up here and told us the story. She was traveling by herself, and she was traveling along the highway and had to go to the bathroom. And she saw a rest stop coming up, and so she pulled off on this rest stop and looked around. She's a very cautious young lady, looked around and didn't see anybody around, and so she got out of her car, looked around again, made sure nobody was around, and then walked over to the bathroom and went into the bathroom. Well, when she came out, she had a carload of Mexicans, and it could have been whites. Could have been blacks. It could have been Orientals. It just so happens her story is that it was a group of Mexicans that were very shady-looking customers. And she was concerned when she stepped out of the bathroom, and all of the guys disappeared but one. They went in different directions, maybe to circle around behind her. She doesn't know. But one came straight at her, and she headed for her car, walking first, and then speeding up as he became closer and closer. And as she sped up, he sped up. And then they were both almost at a dead run. He's trying to cut her off from getting to her car, and she's trying to get to her car. Got to her car, unlocked it, jumped in, slammed the door, started the engine, and pulled off. And he was running after her. Well, what was the intentions of this man? Did he want the time of day? She will never know, but she's a good Christian lady, and thank God that she got to the car in time and didn't find out what this man wanted. Now, the story is better than what it seems, because she tells me that she carries a gun in the car with her. Praise God, we have some people with some intelligence out there. I'll tell you the rest of the story in just a minute after this break. Stay tuned for more of the Officer Jack McLam program.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-699-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Are you tired of Jurassic Age T1 dedicated line pricing? BestT1Prices.com will deliver unbiased T1 line prices in real time, allowing you to save money. BestT1Prices.com also offers business and residential DSL, frame relay, point-to-point, T3, DS3, Wi-Fi, and much, much more. BestT1Prices.com has served over 100,000 instant price quotes. Visit BestT1Prices.com and start saving money today.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Welcome back, folks. Yes, I want to continue on with the story just a minute here of our little lady who was by herself at the rest stop and almost had a confrontation with a man. She had no idea what was on his mind, but it didn't look very good. And I want to tell you that I'm sickened by the fact that President Bush signed July 22nd the Law Enforcement Officers Safety Act of 2004. Which means now that we law enforcement people, even we retired law enforcement people, are more special than the private citizens out there, because we've now been granted by the President of the United States that we can carry concealed weapons anywhere in the United States anytime we want to, except we have to report it if we're going and getting on aircraft and so forth like that. But we can still carry those weapons. And I'm sickened because, as I've said before, and I believe I've said it on this program, that police officers, law enforcement officers, got their right to keep and bear arms in their corporate capacity as police officers and sheriff's department members from the private citizens. If the private citizens who hired the law enforcement people originally had not given over to the police that they hired and the sheriff and the constable in their towns the ability to carry a weapon on duty, the police today would not be carrying weapons on duty because that right was given over, a limited right for those law enforcement people, the marshal, town marshal and town constables, to carry a weapon by the private citizens. And so the hiree, the hired police officer and sheriff, by the people, have a right to carry guns today because the people gave it to them. So now all of a sudden, they're saying that the government, law enforcement people, want to take your weapons away from you. Well, if we took the right to carry weapons away from the private citizens, the police and sheriffs wouldn't have any weapons because they're under the sovereignty of the people, who are sovereign over the police and the sheriffs, and delegated that right for them to carry weapons on duty. So if you take it away from the private citizens, if we were working under logic and we were working under the Constitution, the minute you remove it from the people, the law enforcement people would have to give up their weapons too, because it was delegated from the people. But so I'm just sickened, and many, many police officers are sickened that we police now are very special. We can protect ourselves and others, but you can't protect yourself and others under this new law, this Law Enforcement Officer Safety Act of 2004. But I want to go back to our little girl here for a minute that was running for her car, got in her car. Praise God she had a gun in there in case this guy had gotten to the car and somehow stopped her from starting the engine. I think she could have handled that situation fairly well because she's an intelligent young lady and had a weapon there. But I want to say that she should have had that weapon in her purse. She should have had that weapon in the bathroom with her, because one of the most dangerous places at a rest stop for young ladies and young men by themselves many times is when they enter into the bathrooms with no way to protect themselves. It's a perfect place for those that are going to attack someone, rob them, or assault them, to find victims easily able to be assaulted. So it is sad that she had to think about the law, kept the gun in the car because she was afraid of violating the law by putting it into her purse and walking into the bathroom with it. Folks, this is the sad thing that every police officer sees. And I'll get to some of those thoughts from a police officer of what we see and why every American should have a weapon with them after we go to Drew, who's hanging on the phone there from Arkansas. Drew, how are you tonight?
Thank you for taking my call.
Okay,
I appreciate
brother.
It, guy. I'm not hanging. If I was hanging, man, that's what they want to do to me, is hang me, because I'm
yes.
out too much truth.
I know, brother. You're one of the guys they would hang first if they could get a hold of you.
Yeah, they're
I know
doing
that.
Everything they can to keep me from making enough, making any extra, so I can send it to you.
Yes, that's true.
I have a memo here on my desk to call into any of the talk shows or when that I hear. Mentioned these great micro broadcasters out there,
uh-huh.
And I heard you mention it, but you didn't give out a phone number. There's a what came to my mind the other day is there's a lot of people out there listening to your show on the internet, and they could actually put together a micro broadcast station and beam it to their little community, especially if they live in resorts on lakes where there's fishermen out there on the lake fishing. That most of these fishermen are always looking for a little extra truth, and they could tune in to a micro broadcasting station. We've got 78 stations around the United States, and people need to learn how to put a micro broadcasting station up to help their small community. If even in a big city like New York can do that.
Here, here, brother. You're right. Yeah.
And just in case you didn't have the 800 phone number, I've got it if you'd like to write it down.
Yes. Let me get my pencil started here and looking around here. For a
is, it motor, is it a motorized pencil?
Okay. I got that engine started on my pencil. Go right ahead.
Is that a motorized pencil?
That is, yeah.
1-800. 370-2392.
392?
Yes, sir. Okay. 800-370-2392. And Joe McNeil is the chairman, and he'll be more than happy to work with anybody to help you put together a micro broadcasting station, and let's get some truth out there. I know there's some people in New York City listening tonight, and those people up there are really fed up with the lies and the subjugation that they're being put through.
Yes,
and,
that's
right. So one of them called me today and asked me what he could do in his little area, and he happens to live on a tenant flat on the very top floor that's approximately 18 floors up. So
yeah.
he's gonna have a real nice antenna put up on above his apartment and broadcast to New York.
Sounds very good. Praise the Lord. That's great, brother. Hey, so, thanks for bringing this up. Do you happen to know the website?
Yes, sir.
What is that?
It's National Association of
MicroBroadcasters.com. Uh-huh. Okay.
National Association of MicroBroadcasters.com. No hyphens, just a straight spelling.
Good deal. Okay.
Make sure those guys out there that went to the police academy get their dictionaries and spell those words right, because that's a good website.
Okay, brother.
God bless you.
Thank you
Take
very
care.
Much, Drew. Okay. Yeah, this is critical in our time, folks, that we get more and more people involved in micro-broadcasting. It's simple to do. I always said police officers are simple-minded, or I couldn't do it, you know. It's a simple job, or I couldn't do it. This old cop couldn't do it. Well, micro-broadcasters, it's simple to do when you have their help. And I'll tell you, these young men and women out here that are micro-broadcasters are sitting in their homes and their businesses and broadcasting out into their communities are doing a great patriotic work for God and country, and they will train you. This is a good deal, such a deal, as we used to say in Washington, D.C. Such a deal, you can't beat it. They will show you how for less than $1,000 in most cases, sometimes way less than $1,000, you can be broadcasting, rebroadcasting programs like on Republic Broadcasting Network and others, and awakening your community. And it works. I've had people right here. We've got Joe McNeil right up on top of the mountain here. And I have farmers and others, when I'm down in town, ask me about this new station that's up there, that they're finally hearing something beside rock music and country and western music and religious programming. They actually have talk radio in our community up here, and the people are really enjoying learning for a change what is going on and who's working behind the scenes. So National Association of MicroBroadcasters.com, bring them up, folks, and get involved. If you can't do anything else, donate to their cause, because they can go and help people get equipment and get it up and running. And that 800 number, once again, is 370-2392. We broadcasters, hosts, know the importance of using mass communications, even if it is just in your community or around your county, as a means of educating people that have no other place to get that type of education if they're not aware that there are programs like Republic Broadcasting Network that they can tune in. Okay, so thank you, Drew, for that information. Let's go back to our little lady a minute, though, because I'm saying to you folks that every police officer listening to my voice today knows that the vast majority of the time we get to your home, we get to where you've been carjacked, we get to where you've been parking with your girlfriend and didn't have a way to protect her and she's been raped and you've been beat up. We get to your businesses where you have employees there that do not have a way to protect themselves, and they lay dying in a pool of blood. Many times they are dead. And we're there where the rubber meets the road. We see what happens when people do not have a way to protect themselves. And so the little lady that walked into the rest area to go to the restroom should have had her weapon in her purse. She should not have to worry about the laws arresting her because she wanted to protect herself from thugs that would do her harm. Case after case after case, we could share with you, and I've shared on this radio before, one of the cases that always comes to mind when I think of these horrible, horrible cases that I've worked on. I'm telling you, folks, if you're a man listening to me today and you don't have a way to protect yourself and your family, you are wrong. If you have no way to protect your home, or when you're out with your family in your vehicle, you have no way to protect them, you are wrong. Absolutely wrong. A good case in point. In Phoenix, Arizona, one day, a family was riding in their pickup truck, a young family with a little girl seated between them. Mom was riding shotgun, and Dad was driving the truck. And she was in the passenger seat holding her little daughter, and a carload of, I don't want to overuse this word, Mexicans, but that's what they were, a carload of gang members, Mexican gang members, pulled up beside their truck and started firing into their truck, shooting their weapons into their truck. And what happened next is wonderful, absolutely wonderful. Because Mom and Dad reached over, pulled out their 9mm semi-automatics, and started returning fire to the gang load of thugs. It just warms the cockles of this old cop's heart to tell that story. I love it, because I've been at the crime scene when moms are dead and dads have had to watch their daughters and mom get raped, and they had no way to protect their families. Babies are dead. I mean, I've seen so much, folks, it just warms my heart to tell you a story that mom and dad and the baby are being attacked by a gang load of thieves or gang members in a car. They're being fired upon, and they pulled their own 9mm semi-automatics and started returning fire. And all of a sudden, the bad guy's eyes got big, and they took off shooting down the street to get out of the line of fire of mom and dad. Hallelujah. That's the way it ought to be in America. These creeps need to know that God gave us a way to protect our families and expects us to use common sense and logic, even though the government is a communist socialist system that is trying to disarm the people in every way they can. Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Following the shooting of an Oshkosh police officer Saturday night, area residents were forced from their home. Their lawful firearms were confiscated by the police. The Oshkosh Police Department Special Weapons and Tactics Unit responded to this area with a K-9 police dog in pursuit of a perpetrator who was reported to have fled on foot. A police officer was shot in the arm. So Oshkosh Police Department, a bunch of Gestapo officers as far as I'm concerned, rushed into this community and kicked in the doors of the homes in the area. Without search warrants, guns were seized of the private citizens in their home. The police promised to return the firearms after forensic test proves that their gun wasn't involved in the crime. The problem is, folks, is that there was no bullet retrieved, so they could not do a forensic test. But the police, enraged, ran into this community and kicked in the doors of the residences and ransacked their houses, taking their guns, and they made the citizens leave their homes. In other words, the police became home invaders, unlawful home invaders. They lucky they didn't come to some of the homes like we have up here in our constitutional Christian communities. Some of these mountain boys up here have a different attitude about criminal home invasions. I don't care if you're in uniform or not. The message is, in this community, Corey Graff is head, the executive director of Wisconsin Gun Owners of Incorporated. He says the message here is hand over your guns now. This is a blatant case of guilty until proven innocent and an abuse of police powers in the extreme, I would say. Still, residents in the area are furious about the home invasions by police and what they see as theft of their property. Although early reports are unclear, they indicate a search warrant was issued for two homes. Yet many additional homes were invaded and firearms confiscated. Can it happen in your community, folks? What do you think? We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McGlam program right after this break.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT-60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Out of time very quick tonight, folks. I wanted to give you one other thing here. By the way, it just breaks your heart that this is America. And here's a little grandmother. Little grandmother is saying she reportedly awakened to find officers searching her home in the early morning hours for any weapons. I know a grandmother in Phoenix that would have blown them out of their socks if she awoken. Matter of fact, she did kill a guy with her shotgun. Woke up and found him in her home. Absolutely amazing, folks. Absolutely amazing. But I will say to you, in Wisconsin there, Oshkosh, Wisconsin, every one of these people should be sued in their private capacity that participated in that, even the city fathers there that allowed this to happen. We've got to take back our control, our sovereignty, folks, because it's being stolen from us. The last thing I want to say to you, we're just about totally out of time, is that recently a sad thing happened in California. A lot of sad things happened in California, but they just banned 50 caliber BMG rifles there. And old, Hitler-loving Arnold, the governor there, signed it into law. And I want to say for 50 caliber owners out there that we have to get together and stand up and protect this rifle. It's very important. We have 8 of these rifles up here in our Christian constitutional communities that I know of, and I'm sure there are more, but they're very important. As I said, we're a police and military association, and nothing bothers us more to think that we will lose this fight and one day find our own brother and sister police officers and soldiers invading our homes and destroying our country and our freedoms and subjugating us under this Antichrist system. None of us want to see that happen. And so when we speak about having weapons in America, especially a 50 caliber Barrett semi-automatic rifle like we have here, we talk about when the little green men from outer space invade us, and when the red Chinese come over the top from Alaska, Canada, down into the United States. Every home should have a 50 caliber rifle. Colonel Bo Greitz is a good friend of mine, as a lot of people know, and he trained the Mujahideen there in Sandy Valley, Nevada, to shoot down the Russian Hind helicopters with these 50 calibers. They're very effective for shooting down those little green men from outer space that are going to attack us one day, or those red Chinese that might come over the Canadian border into the United States. So stand up and fight for those that some of you probably never seen a 50 cal. It'll shoot 2 miles very effectively. And we have a lot of fun shooting them up here in the Great Rocky Mountains, and you'll have a lot of fun too. So go together like we have. 2-3 families go together and buy one rifle. They're very expensive. And learn to shoot these very important weapons. Learn to shoot all your weapons. Get out and practice and take a picnic lunch and just have a great day. Well, that's it for today, folks. Stay tuned for more good programming on Republic Broadcasting Network. This old cop has to get out of here. Lord bless all of you, and don't forget, I love you, America. I truly do. Have a great day.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.